The man who testified he stabbed and killed Charles Street Jean in the fall of 2018 lied and made inconsistent statements throughout his testimony, the Crown told a Superior Court jury Thursday morning. Assistant Crown Attorney Terry Waltonbury delivered his closing statements in the second-degree murder trial of Tyler Sells, who has admitted to stabbing and killing St. Jean and stabbing two other people. Sells has taken bits and pieces of utterances to weave together a story to justify his actions, Waltonbury told the jury. The Crown is asking you to reject his evidence in its entirety as unworthy in its belief. Waltonbury told the jury it is their job to determine how much, if any, of Sells' evidence they can rely on. Even if you were to accept it, which the Crown urges you not to do, the Crown's position is he did not act in legal self-defense and should be found guilty of all charges against him, Waltonbury said. The Crown said evidence provided by Sells in his testimony is significantly contradicted by other witnesses, and called it an after-the-fact fabrication. Sells changed details and changed his story, which is a little too convenient, said Waltonbury. He said the mechanics of the stabbing, as described by Sells, don't make sense in relation to the stab wounds sustained by Charles Street Jean. Waltonbury further said Sells' actions on September 15, 2018, were not those of someone who was concerned about the safety of Teresa Grassley, as Sells testified, but those of someone who doesn't like women being insulted or being done wrong by. Waltonbury said Sells' evidence does not conform to the objective evidence provided by the other Crown witnesses who testified throughout the trial, which is now in its fourth week. It seems very unlikely that Tyler Sells was telling the whole truth about what happened after the fact that night, said Waltonbury. His actions are designed to prevent evidence from being found and are indicative of someone trying to hide their tracks. Sells told the court in cross-examination that after he stabbed St. Jean, he changed his clothes, because he knew he was going to be arrested, and he wanted to be more comfortable. With all due respect, it does not make any sense to do that unless you are trying to hide things, said Waltonbury. Sells didn't even mention changing his clothes in the examination in chief, and it only came out in cross-examination when questioned by the Crown, Waltonbury said. Waltonbury said defense attorney Michael Puskas called witness Marc-André Leduc a liar in his closing statements on Wednesday. Leduc isn't trying to embellish anything, Waltonbury said. He isn't saying things like, Tyler Sells came to the door and said I'm going to kill all of you. If he wanted to embellish, he could have. He's doing his best to relate to you what he saw from his vantage point. Leduc's evidence conforms to the subjective evidence, Waltonbury said. And rather than being a liar, this young man is, himself, a victim. Marc-André Leduc told you what happened, he didn't add anything. The objective evidence fits with his evidence. Waltonbury said when dealing with second-degree murder, the Crown has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person meant to cause death, and did the person mean to cause bodily harm that he knows is likely to cause death or that death will likely ensue as a result. Sells stabbed Charles Street Jean with intention, Waltonbury said. He was reckless, he didn't measure his use of force. As for self-defense, a number of considerations have to be made in order to determine self-defense. Normally, it is not acceptable to stab another person with a knife, said Waltonbury. There are a few scenarios, but those are the only scenarios you can cross that line without legal consequence. It is our position that Tyler Sells went way too far, said Waltonbury. It is the Crown's position that the defense of self-defense fails due to the force used, and the acts of the accused must be reasonable in all circumstances. Waltonbury said it's the Crown's position that Sells had the knife hidden behind his back, rather than picking it up near the door where he testified he was being attacked by St. Jean and others. He was not defending, it was payback, Waltonbury said. No one else had a weapon. Waltonbury told the jury it's not easy to stand in judgment of a fellow human being. You are not here to determine if they are a good person or a bad person. You are here to determine if the Crown has proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt, and that it is not a case of self-defense. Superior Court Justice Dan Cornell started charging the jury Thursday.